UTKM Belt Testing Adult Requirements. First off, if you haven't read about our belts in general, please see the page UTKM Belts, Our Story and Process. In order to test for any specific belt level, you must meet minimum requirements. However, remember that these are only minimums and do not immediately entitle you to test once you have met them. See Goodhart's Law. Please do not ask your instructor to test. You will be asked when your instructor has deemed you are ready. It doesn't matter if you think you are ready. If the instructor does not think you are ready, then you are not ready. There are a variety of factors to consider when inviting students to test, from the student's technical skill or mental preparedness to mundane considerations such as scheduling, number of participants, etc., etc. Please do not take it personally. UTKM Adult Belt Rankings, age 16 plus. The following is a breakdown of the minimum requirements at each assessment or test. White Belt Progress Assessment. Complete a minimum of 30 to 40 hours of class time at White Belt. Participate in a minimum of 10 sparring sessions in the Warrior class. Demonstrate competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact. Yellow Belt Test. Completed a minimum of 70 hours class time at White Belt, Warrior and Defense classes and be approved by your regular instructor. Demonstrated competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact. Completed at least one White Belt Progress Assessment. Have volunteered in or witnessed a previous Yellow Belt Test. Attended classes a minimum of once a week for 6 weeks prior to testing. Are physically and mentally ready for the test as determined by your instructor. Yellow Belt Progress Assessment. Completed a minimum of 30 to 40 hours at Yellow Belt. Continued to advance your sparring skills in the Warrior class. Demonstrated competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact. Orange Belt Test. Completed a minimum of 70 hours at Yellow Belt. Demonstrated competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact. Completed at least one Yellow Belt Progress Assessment. Recorded at least 2/3 of your required hours in the Novice Color Belt classes. Demonstrated competency in your Yellow Belt curriculum. Have volunteered in or witnessed a previous Orange or Green Belt test. Attended classes a minimum of once a week for 6 weeks prior to testing. Are physically and mentally ready for the test as determined by your instructor. Have prepared for the written portion of the test by studying UTKM blog and guides. Orange Belt Progress Assessment. Completed a minimum of 100 hours at Orange Belt. Continued to advance your sparring skills in the Warrior class. Demonstrated competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact. Has sparred at least 5 times in the Novice Color Belt class. Recorded at least half of your hours at the Novice Color Belt class level. Green Belt Test. Completed a minimum of 140 hours at Orange Belt. Demonstrated competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact. Completed at least one Orange Belt Progress Assessment. Recorded at least half of your hours in the Novice Color Belt class. Demonstrated competency in the Yellow and Orange Belt curriculum. Have volunteered or witnessed a previous Orange or Green Belt test. Attended classes a minimum of once a week for 6 weeks prior to testing. Are physically and mentally ready for the test as determined by instructor, including the ability to run a minimum of 2 kilometers or 1.6 miles. Have prepared for the written portion of the test by studying UTKM blog and guides. Have received your firearms license PAL in Canada or local equivalent. Green Belt Progress Assessment. Completed a minimum of 150 hours at Green Belt. Continued to advance your fundamentals in Warrior and Defense classes. Continued to advance your Novice skills in the Novice Color Belt classes. Have attended enough advanced classes to know at least 2/3 of the material. Ensure that you know the majority of the Green Belt theory. Demonstrated competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact. Has sparred at least 5 times in the Novice Color Belt class recorded at least one-third of your hours in advanced and one-third at novice color belt classes. Blue belt test. Completed a minimum of 180 hours at green belt. Demonstrated competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact. Completed at least one green belt progress assessment. Demonstrated competency in yellow, orange, and green belt curricula. Have volunteered in or witnessed previous orange or green belt tests. Have attended enough advanced classes to know all of the material. Ensure that you know all of the green belt theory. Have sparred at least 5 times in the novice color belt classes. Recorded at least 1/3 of your hours at advanced and 1/3 of your hours at novice color belt class. Attended classes a minimum of once a week for 6 weeks prior to testing. Are physically and mentally ready for the test as determined by your instructor, including the ability to run a minimum of 5 kilometers, or the comparative in miles. Have prepared for the written portion of the test by studying UTKM blogs, guides, and advanced class theory notes. Have volunteered a minimum of 8 times for testing or assessments. Blue belt progress assessment. Completed a minimum of 200 hours of blue belt. Continued to advance your fundamental in warrior and defense classes. Continued to advance your novice skills in the novice color belt classes. Have attended enough advanced classes to know at least 2/3 of the material. Demonstrated competency in yellow, orange, green belt curriculum. Ensure that you know the green belt material. Ensure that you know at least 2/3 of the blue belt material. Demonstrated competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact. Has sparred at least 5 times in the novice color belt class. Recorded at least 1/3 of your hours at advanced and 1/3 at novice color belt classes. Demonstrated competency in safe firearms handling with a pistol, rifle, and shotgun. Have trained in or demonstrated that you have completed enough live fire training. Brown belt test. Completed a minimum of 280 hours of blue belt. Completed at least 1 blue belt progress assessment. Continue to advance your fundamentals in warriors and defense classes. Continue to advance your novice skills in novice color belt classes. Have attended enough advanced classes to know at least 2/3 of the material. Demonstrated competency in yellow, orange, and green belt curriculum. Ensure that you know the green and blue belt material. Demonstrated competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact. Have sparred at least 5 times in the novice color belt classes. Recorded at least 1/3 of your hours at advanced and 1/3 at novice belt classes. Demonstrated competency in safe firearms handling for pistol, rifle, and shotgun. Have trained in or demonstrated that you have completed enough live fire training. Demonstrated a competency in live fire training. Have volunteered a minimum of 15 times for testing or assessments at all levels. Are physically and mentally ready for the test as determined by instructor, including the ability to complete a minimum 2K weighted run between 10 to 30% body weight determined by your instructor. Demonstrate competency in Krav Maga applications for civilian, security, and law enforcement. Have prepared for the written portion of your test by studying the UTKM blog, guides, and advanced class theory notes. Brown belt progress assessment. Completed a minimum of 300 hours at brown belt. Continued to advance your fundamentals in warrior and defense classes. Continued to advance your novice skills in the novice color belt classes. Have attended enough advanced classes to know at least 2/3 of the material. Demonstrated competency in the white, yellow, orange, and green belt curriculum. Ensure that you know the green and blue material. Ensure that you know at least 2/3 of the brown belt material. Demonstrated competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact. Have sparred at least 5 times in the novice color belt classes. Recorded at least 1/3 of your hours at advanced and 1/3 of your hours at novice color belt classes. Demonstrated competency in safe firearm handling for pistol, rifle, and shotgun. Have trained in or demonstrated that you have completed enough live fire training. Demonstrated competency in the ability to teach all levels of UTKM material. Black belt test. Completed a minimum of 400 hours of brown belt. Completed at least 1 brown belt progress assessment. Continued to advance your fundamentals in warrior and defense classes. Continued to advance your novice skills in the color belt classes. have attended enough advanced classes to know and teach all levels of UTKM techniques, ensure that you know all levels of theory, demonstrated competency in sparring and can safely spar with contact, recorded at least one-third of your hours at advanced and one-third at novice color belt classes, demonstrated competency in safe firearms handling for pistol, rifle, and shotgun, have trained in or demonstrated that you have completed enough live fire training, demonstrated competency in live fire training, have volunteered a minimum of 20 times for testing or assessments at all levels, demonstrated competency in Krav Maga application for civilian security and law enforcement, are physically and mentally ready for the test as determined by your instructor, including the ability to complete a minimum 5K weighted run, have prepared for the written portion of the test by studying the UTKM's blog, guides, and advanced class theory notes, are prepared to teach beginner, novice, and advanced students, have achieved a blue belt or higher in BJJ or comparable grappling styles. This was recorded in 2020 and may differ from the time that you are listening to it. Please check with your local instructor.